Well, I think it's really started when, as a child, I started to make pictures in my mind from the stories that people told me. And coming from a Greek family, I mean, obviously the Greek mythology was a very strong part of the story. My father used to tell me. So I imagined images for a long time before I actually formed them. But they'd always been in the back of my mind to be something that I would produce as an art piece one day. And I started drawing at school in my mid-teens, and I was told I had a talent. And from that point on, I was encouraged by my teacher at the time to apply to art school when I was 17 years old.
And that was in England?
That was in England, yeah.
Where you were born and spent the first 30-something years of your life.
That's right, yeah.
So, since we touched on that, how come you came to Australia from England?
Well, I was married to an Australian, and at the time I really wanted to be involved in teaching on a tertiary level because teaching really supports my art practice. And there was opportunities in Sydney in the mid-80s for teachers to teach drawing and printmaking. And I applied to one of the jobs, and I got the job, and I left behind an England that was, let me put it this way, was very restricted in terms of teaching practice and certainly for an art practice. It was Thatcher's Britain. You know, there wasn't really a lot of understanding and encouragement of the arts at the time. So Australia was a wonderful place to come to. There was.
Where did you teach? Where did you teach in Australia?
Well, I started teaching at what was then called Alexander Mackie, which is now called the College of Fine Art, part of the University of New South Wales, and also at the University of Western Sydney out at Penrith. And I've taught many institutions in that time at Newcastle and Wollongong, as well as the Sydney Colleges and the National Art School. And I've conducted my own workshops in that time as well on a private basis. So, yeah, I think it's been fairly non-stop. I had a fairly protracted period at the ANU between the mid-90s and the mid-2000s as well. So I did a lot of teaching in different places.
You seem to be enjoying teaching as well as painting and printmaking.
I do, Dina, to be honest, because I think I learn a lot from the students in terms of their struggle. I can identify with, and sometimes when you see somebody else struggling with a particular problem visually and you help them with it, you're also helping yourself at the same time. So it does cut both ways, I think.
Mr. Antonio, what is art for you?
Well, I think it is the fundamentally, it is a process of actualizing oneself, of bringing oneself into some language that we can all identify with and understand. And it is really, I think I tend to use the word adventure rather than journey, because I never know where this story is going to take me. And I think it is the intrigue of that story that keeps drawing me back to make more art. It's an unraveling mystery.
And if we can judge from your last exhibition, the one is taking place in Melbourne as we speak. Struggle and intricate themes and a lot of symbolism,
yeah,
as well as realism, is very much weaved into the stories you are telling in your art. Is this correct? Or
this
is one interpretation.
Yeah, it's a good interpretation, really, because I was talking to somebody in the gallery today, and she asked me a question about how I view the business of making art, rather like you have just asked me. And I said to her, I see the picture really in terms of theatre. You know, my characters are like actors. They are. I draw my space within the picture almost like a theatre set, and I construct this space like a theatrical space.
A lot of Plato there?
Yes. I think, when the Greeks invented theatre, they wanted to give us a place where we could look into the human condition, separate from the world, where we could study our attitudes to love and death and fate and the gods and so on. And this was one of the great inventions of Greek culture was theatre, because it allowed humans to speak to the gods through the mechanism of the stage. And that's how they saw theatre, a way of relating to the gods from a particular place.
Do you believe that art puts people in touch with the dark side? What impact do you think art has on people?
Well, I think you made a very good point, Dina. Actually, I think getting in touch with the dark side is, it could be the answer that I could have given you as an alternative when you asked me about the purpose of art. Because I think the dark side isn't necessarily something that we should shy away from. It's something that's inherently bad, but it is really something that is just mysterious and unknown. And it, and within that dark area hides something about potential. So, I think in a way that idea of art becoming a manifestation of something dark is quite an interesting idea and something other artists in the past have embraced, including Picasso. So if my work in some way disquiets people, it makes them feel a bit uncomfortable, that's actually quite a good thing, because I don't think art should serve the purpose of being therapeutic or pleasant or playful necessarily. I think it should have some other level of meaning where we can take something away that forces us to question.
Where do you draw inspiration from?
Oh, well, there are many places, Dina. I think theatre is obviously one of them. And I from songs and poetry, I think the poems of the past of William Blake and the more current poems of the Beat Generation and Bob Dylan, other artists, including Max Beckman or Stanley Spencer, and, you know, many, many, many sources. And I do tend to weave them all into one tapestry on my canvas. You know, really, all of those influences are there, poetic, literal, dramatic, and historical. I think that, and obviously, you know, there are things in my life which have happened, which have been memories of things, things I've dreamt, things I've imagined, things that have scared me, things that have delighted me. They all have a place in there somewhere.